to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May we have the roll call?
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Morgan?
Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Weber?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Here.
So this is our town hall meeting, and please limit, come up and state your name and your city of residence, and limit your comments to 10 minutes, and Brendan will be monitoring the time, and we'll let you know when your time is up. Is there anybody wishing to address? Pam?
Good evening, Council Mayor Pam McCain, Black Diamond, Washington, also Chairman of the Planning Commission in the City of Black Diamond. And sitting through this process tonight, I have a couple of thoughts come to my mind. One is that all of the Planning Commission meetings have been canceled since March for deliberation on this comp plan subject. We went through a process of having joint council meetings and Planning Commission meetings, and they seemed to go very well, and we seemed to really be able to review and move forward the very complex elements that are here in place for the comp plan. So I guess when I sit in at the meeting that we, the work study that we just had, and Pat Pepper, I you have recommendations to the DKS contract, which, you know, we've had a random discussion about tonight, but what about the process that already exists in this city? Now, to my recollection, the information on the comp plan gets presented to the Planning Commission. It is then looked at, reviewed. In our case, our unique case, we had those joint meetings, so all the presentations were done to us as a joint unit, Planning Commission and Council. So we have presentations, we deliberate, and then the Planning Commission gets to make a recommendation to the Council on whether or not the comp plan should be approved, but that has not been able to have happened because, of course, this DKS contract has not been paid for. I guess I wonder, and I hope one of you can explain this to me, as to why you would call people out of the audience to chime in on this very important subject matter of the comp plan, but yet you will go past the Planning Commission and not even consult with those people that have given months and months and months of attention to this, to the subject matter. Can someone please explain that to me?
Wow, you guys.
Well, I'll just say, as far as this, Councilmember Weber, as far as myself, I know there's members of the public that have been working and looking at the transportation element portion of the comp plan for quite some time now, and so that's why I wanted to hear from some of their comments tonight, if they had any.
Well, personally, I'd like to see the work product for the transportation element at our level, and I just think, and Mr. Rimbos, he has great stuff to add. We have a time and a place in the process for that. Now, if I'm not mistaken, once the Planning Commission recommends with the full work product, recommends to the Council for passage or not, modifications, then we have an open public meeting. Is that correct? So that would be the appropriate time to hear from Mr. Rimbos or any other interested citizen. But again, I believe we have a process in this city, and it is offensive when you're not engaging the people who have signed up as concerned citizens to be engaged. And I don't understand what you're trying to achieve by sidestepping people who are very important to the process.
Well, this is Councilmember Weber again. I guess I'll just throw out my opinion. As far as the Planning Commission goes, I would like to see the Planning Commission do their work on the comp plan on their own and not have any undue council influence, you know, because the Planning Commission is, you know, an advisory, basically an advisory commission to the council. So I would like to see them do their portion of that.
Now, I could be mistaken because we haven't had a meeting in a long time, but I believed it was in the best interest of the citizens of Black Diamond to use the consultants that were charged with bringing this comp plan to that part of the process to share that time with the council and the Planning Commission. We don't want the taxpayers of Black Diamond to have two separate meetings on the very same subject matter. So was that not a decision that was made to do those meetings jointly to conserve and to save the taxpayers' money?
And to get the process to move forward quickly. So
Thank
if we were
you.
All together, Councilmember Deedy, so if we were all together, then the process, we would all be, hearing the same information. We would all get a chance to speak at the joint meeting, and council at that time, contrary to what Councilmember Weber is stating, the council wanted to be in those meetings, in the joint meetings with Planning Commission. So at that time, it was thought that if we all got together, we would all work together, and that comp plan would get passed quicker.
Well, and let me just ask you, Tammy, was your impression of those meetings that they were productive or non-productive?
No, they were very productive. I wish, you know, the council meetings were that well.
Yeah.
But we all had input. Every single one of us had input, whether it was the council or the Planning Commission. And we had disagreements, but we were able to work out those disagreements and come to a conclusion at those meetings. So, you know, a consensus on where we wanted Barbara to go, her direction to go when she left that meeting. So it was a very productive meeting. So I totally feel for you. I agree. The Planning Commission has been shut out. And it is not the mayor's fault.
No.
It is this council's fault that you guys are not meeting.
And I find it even more bizarre that, Brian, you came from the Planning Commission as well as Pat Pepper. Now, if that job didn't mean anything, why did you volunteer your time?
I'd like to back up a little bit here. The comp plan discussion in the Planning Commission arena is one topic. There are many other topics that a Planning Commission could be dealing with. It isn't only, you know, you're not just a one topic commission. So I think looking at the idea of what other topics are there that the Planning Commission or a Planning Commission of a city this size could possibly be dealing with might be something to think about. In terms of volunteering my time on the Planning Commission, I've served on a commission for a city before, and I'm happy to serve, and I thought that all the things the Planning Commission did and all the things the Joint Planning Commission and Council did were fine and brought us closer. Right now, we're trying to have a contract passed so that information can be generated so we can move on to the next steps in the transportation comp plan issue.
Well, I guess I would say there is no other issue in this town but the comp plan. And which is 2 years almost overdue. We cannot do anything without that governing document. Nothing can be decided. We're zoning and we're planning to standards that are substandard for our city because no one has passed this comp plan. And it certainly was not because the Planning Commission was not there to participate. And personally, I find it offensive with the DKS contract that the Planning Commission has never laid its eyes on that. That I think the process, if you would back it up a little bit, is that deliberation and presentation to the Planning Commission with a recommendation to the council. And I would like to see the City of Black Diamond return to that, because that is the protocol that has been set before us. All of this other jumping around is very confusing, but don't be confused. The number one priority in this city is that comp plan.
I want to jump in here too before you depart, because I agree. And we've been told by the majority that the comp plan is their most important issue. And we're 2 years behind schedule because they don't like the DKS contract, but because they haven't crafted it themselves. So that's a problem. And you, like I said a little while ago, you can't dump revisions that you've negotiated with our subcontractors for the city on the night before the packet goes out for next week's meeting. That's just inconsiderate at best. The other thing I want to make a comment about is when we had the joint meetings, the very first one, if you remember, it was canceled for the city council to participate. So Tammy and I couldn't be here, but Pat Pepper and Erica Morgan showed up. So had one of us, any of the three of us, if Brian would have shown up, that would have been a quorum for the city council. It would have at that point been a violation of the Open Public Meetings Act. It also denied us the opportunity to sit in on that first element and be able to see what consensus was reached, because it's important to get the consensus. We don't have to vote because we can't, but we went through all of that language and we reached consensus. And that's the most important thing, so that when and if Barbara comes back, she has a good document that may need to be tweaked, but she's got the basic idea of what the city council wants.
Well, and I can't agree more. I think in the best interest of the citizens of this city that we have done them a huge disservice. And I've sold real estate for a long time, and I have only seen a development of this size twice, Snoqualmie Ridge and now the City of Black Diamond. And for anyone to think that any other engineering company even, credentialed and all, could step into the middle of this transportation plan at this point in time without a lot more money to be put up is naive, because this is very complex and it cannot be reviewed by just anyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Peter?
Brenda, could you, like, I'll watch you, but could you give like a 1 minute warning? And I'll,
yeah,
like,
I can tell.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Peter Rimbos. I live in unincorporated King County. Tonight I speak on behalf of the Citizens Technical Team. We will be discussing comprehensive planning. First, some background. I serve as a councilman on the Greater Maple Valley Unincorporated Area Council. We serve over 18,000 rural area residents. I serve as chair of our Growth Management Committee and our King County Comprehensive Plan Manager. As such, I have managed our detailed multi-year reviews and comments for the years 2004, 2008, 2012, and 2016 King County Comprehensive Plan major four-year updates. As such, I have dealt with King County staff on a myriad of comprehensive planning issues. The State Growth Management Act requires certain jurisdictions to develop and execute comprehensive plans and periodically amend and update them to keep them current. The purpose is to coordinate and plan future growth to ensure citizens a continued high quality of life and economic vitality. Comprehensive planning is one of the most important things a jurisdiction does. As such, public participation is critical. Thus, state law requires a public participation program. Comprehensive plans must consist of the following elements: land use, housing, capital facilities, utilities, economic, park and recreation, and transportation. Possibly the most important element for many jurisdictions, and we believe most certainly for Black Diamond, is the transportation element. It must implement and be consistent with the land use element and include the following: 1, land use assumptions which use estimated travel times; 2, estimated traffic impacts; 3, facilities and service needs, which include level of service standards which must be regionally coordinated; specific actions and requirements to bring locally owned transportation infrastructure into compliance; forecast of traffic for at least 10 years; identification of state and local system needs to meet current and future demands. 4, finance, which includes analysis of funding capability, a multi-year financing plan, discussion of how additional funding will be raised, or how land use assumptions will be reassessed to ensure the level of service standards will be met. 5, assessments of impacts on transportation systems of adjacent jurisdictions. And 6, demand management strategies to reduce or redistribute travel. After adoption of the comprehensive plan, jurisdictions must adopt and enforce ordinances which prohibit development approval if the development causes the level of service on a locally owned transportation facility to decline below standards adopted in the transportation element of the comprehensive plan. Unless transportation improvements or strategies to accommodate the impacts of development are made concurrent with development, concurrent with development means that improvements or strategies are in place at the time of development, or that a financial commitment is in place to complete the improvements within 6 years. This is the definition of transportation concurrency. When talking about concurrency, it should be noted that the sitting's hearing examiner found a glaring omission in the proposed master plan development agreements concerning project level concurrency. He recommended in strong terms, and I quote, "The development agreement traffic monitoring plans should be revised to provide that the city will not approve any implementing projects unless they comply with the Growth Management Act concurrency requirements as adopted by the city's concurrency regulations," unquote. This was completely ignored by the previous city council at everyone's peril, both inside and outside the city. What this all means is that although the city should develop a strong transportation element in its comprehensive plan, the city will forever be burdened by the MPD development agreements which supersede transportation concurrency testing. I believe the city's hearing examiner said it best when he recommended the exact reverse. Quote, "Growth Management Act transportation concurrency shall supersede any conflicting timing identified in the monitoring plan," unquote. That was ignored. In conclusion, developing a good transportation element takes careful analyses and execution. While complex, it can and should be explained to the public to gain its acceptance, for it is their plan and they are the ones who will have to live with it. Thank you for providing an opportunity for us to speak before you and the public on such an important topic, and we look forward to the public meetings that will take place as part of the public participation plan on the complex. Thank you.
Thanks, Peter.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak? James?
James Dow, Black Diamond. I have a question for the council. I've noticed in the council meetings that I've been coming to that there seems to be, you're not meeting with the city staff, and I'm just kind of wondering what is in your way, what is keeping you from meeting with the staff, and what that might be.
Excuse me. This is Councilmember Weber. You know, that's a good question. We've heard it numerous times in the past. I can't speak for any of my other council colleagues. Myself, if I have a question for staff, I will contact staff. In the past, I generally didn't have the luxury to go into the office, so usually I would either call or email. Email usually is the easiest thing. For myself, when things come to council, say in a packet, that to me says that staff has done all their work and everything they intend to do.
Thank you.
To give us all the information that they have for us to review to make our decision. So at that point, that's what I have from staff. So then it's on me as a council member to look at that information, and if I have questions of what they're presenting, ask them. But that doesn't preclude me from talking to state agencies, citizens, other council members,
So are you saying that you do that on a regular basis, and so you're coming to council meetings prepared?
I come to council meetings prepared, but I'm not saying I do that on every single item, no.
No, not on every single item, but do you do it on a regular basis? That would be a yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Other council members?
Well, I think as the staff knows, and I'm going to speak for you, Tammy, we're in City Hall all the time. Whether we're talking to the city clerk, or to the finance director, or to Andy, or to Seth, or to the mayor, we go in and talk to them face to face.
And when you say all the time, what does that mean?
It's certainly not a daily basis, but usually, depending on what's going on in the city, at least once a week.
Okay.
Maybe a couple of times a week. It depends on what's going on.
Thank you.
So for me, I go into City Hall quite often, like Janie. So I would say, you know, plus we run the gym, or my husband does. So I'm probably down at City Hall maybe two and a half times a week. I go in and talk to Brenda. I talk to Louisville. I ask them, you know, what's happening, anything, you know, and they're free to, you know, say, you know, hey, you know, we have this, or we're doing this, or we could use help with stuffing envelopes, or whatever it is, you know.
Thank you.
So I went out today on a tour of the Oak Point development with Andy, because we're going to look at the PP1A next Thursday. So I went out, wanted to see it myself. So I did that today. I know Janie's going tomorrow. So we're very involved.
Thank you. Councilmember Pepper and Morgan, your reply, please.
I have a different experience in interacting with City Hall. When I have questions and things that I want to ask, I usually send an email. I send a copy of that email to the mayor and to whatever staff person it is who's involved. I often hear back from the staff members fairly quickly, but then nothing materializes. And then maybe I will get a message that says, I'm checking with the mayor to see what we can do.
So what are you doing to resolve that?
I don't see what I could possibly do to resolve that.
So in the past several years, you've been unable to meet with the city staff? Is there a reason why
more or less.
Is there a reason why you cannot physically go down there and meet with them?
I am barred from their office. They often don't come out and talk to me.
So you have a restraining order against you?
No.
Then you're not barred.
I'm not barred from their office. I am barred from their office in that I used to have the ability to go in and talk to them by having the passcode, but I have been barred out of their office by this mayor.
So you mean you do not have access to the passcode?
I do not have access to the passcode.
Okay.
Neither do I.
Yeah, we don't either.
Okay.
It's inappropriate for them to have a password to get into the
thank
building.
You. And so, as I would be able to go down to City Hall and to meet with the staff, are you unable to do that?
I am unable to do that. I have a direct order that I need to get permission from the mayor to do that.
And do you know why you have that direct order?
It's the mayor's prerogative. She is the boss of the staff.
So the mayor is not allowing you on the premises?
More or less.
More or less, that's yes or no?
More or less.
Okay.
That's the answer. Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
Member Pepper, I would say I'm more in line with what Councilmember Weber was talking about, and I occasionally email staff with the mayor on there and Brenda on there, and they have been very good about responding. And I also go to outside sources.
Okay, instead of going to outside sources, is there a reason why you're not able to actually go there and visit with them and get your questions answered? Because what I'm noticing when you come to city council meetings, you have a lot of questions where you haven't met with the staff.
I would say that our committee structure, we invite
we wanted to invite staff to come.
Your committee structure?
Yes.
I'm sorry, what does that mean?
It means the Growth Management Committee, the Budget Committee, the Government Operations Committee. And those committees were developed in order to invite staff to come and talk to us about city things. And the mayor will not allow staff to come to those meetings.
And so as a council member, what is holding you back from your direct engagement of the city staff?
I would say that there's nothing holding me back from making an appointment as long as I let the mayor know and go in and talk to staff. It's not something that I have done.
Is there a reason why you have not done that? And what will you do to resolve that, to start doing that?
Well, I don't know if I can give you a fair answer to that.
So you have no answer for that?
Are you taping this?
No, I am not, but everybody else.
Well, no, but I noticed you had your phone out.
Oh, yeah, for I had my notes, so I make sure I say what I wanted to have.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to...
I think I've given you enough of an answer. Thank you.
Okay.
And this is Erica again. I would also like to add that we have a staff who is pretty overworked lately with all these activities that are happening in town. So I don't think it would be really fair for me to send you away with the idea that they didn't want to talk to me. I think it's a time factor to a great extent.
Well, I hope each one of you on this council would do whatever's necessary to actually physically meet with the city staff and whatever's holding you back. If you
1 minute.
If you're being held back by the mayor, then you need to do whatever's necessary to resolve that. That's what you're here for. And so if she's doing something that's incorrect, you need to resolve that. And if you have a restraining order, well, if you don't have a restraining order, then you need to get in. Each of you need to be there. Thank you.
Anybody else wishing to address council? Bob?
Bob Edelman, Black Diamond. That's Bob Edelman, not Bob Deedy. Sorry, Mayor. Just a couple of comments on the. I want to go back to the DKS contract. This could be handled on the 19th, and my suggestion is pass the resolution that had been prepared, the contract that had been reviewed by everybody, blessed by the city attorney. Pass it on the 19th, and since DKS has indicated they're willing to for a nominal amount, or maybe none at all. They're willing to make changes to that, then negotiate those changes afterwards. But unless this gets going, there isn't going to be a comprehensive plan. Is there any problem with proceeding in that way, Pat?
I think that kind of calls for a decision on our part, and that's not something we're going to do tonight. I'm listening to what you're saying,
asking for your opinion, not a decision by the city council.
Like to see this on the agenda for next week on the 19th.
Well, is there a problem putting what's already been established and reviewed, putting that on the agenda, passing it, and then making the adjustments afterwards? In that way, DKS could get going on this and the comprehensive plan could proceed. Is there a problem with that?
I don't know. I would have to see if there is a problem with that. It's a fair thing to say, but I can't give you a yes or no.
No.
Okay.
How do you feel about
and
that?
And I have heard you, okay?
How do you feel about that, Brian?
Well, I'm this Councilmember Weber. I would like to see the changes come forward and as soon as possible. This is the same contract that I can tell basically that has been voted down numerous times, and if we're going to vote on a contract, it should be the one that has those changes in it.
Are those changes, as I read it, and this is a little difficult to go through, but as I read it, there's two options that go into the contract. Mm-hmm. And those aren't really changes. Those are things that can be negotiated some other time. The only changes are the recommendations that were made by Attorney Kohler. And there's one that I don't know if I have this.
Does he have a copy of the one that Richard Hutchison sent me today? Read the one that Richard Hutchison sent today.
Richard Hutchison sent today.
Yeah, it's not that one. That one.
The memorandum.
Yeah.
Is this something that was? Well, I guess
we got that today.
Who is Richard Hutchison?
He is the DKS person for Seattle.
Okay. And I don't have time to read this within the time I have left.
Okay, but just that's the. That's the information that came out today, though.
But what's the question? My question was, is there a problem in proceeding with the DKS contract resolution the way it was set up before? And you said you would like to see the changes come forward. The only changes I know of that were being proposed by you, Pat, were those that the ones that came from Kohler. Are there additional changes that you had proposed?
I would like to. I would prefer to have the contract go forth next Thursday, be presented to us, which would include the changes to Exhibit A. And I think that's about the fourth time I've said that tonight. So.
Well, I have. That's your preference.
It is my preference.
I asked if there's a problem. Apparently, are you saying that you're not meeting your preferences is a problem?
Oh, boy. I made the statement, and I'll stand on that. Thank you.
Okay. Another comment, and you had direct contact with the contractor. And you said, whoops, somewhere I lost my, oh, here. You had direct contact with the contractor. And you say you weren't negotiating, you were having discussions. This is the job of the mayor. The mayor negotiates contracts. The mayor's responsible for those contracts representing the city. For you, I haven't asked my question yet. For you to do that, and you might want to write this down, look at RCW 4220030. You're going to do it from it. You're not going to write it down, I guess. This is the RCW that addresses intrusion into public office. I won't read it. I'll try to summarize it. If a person tries to do a duty of a public officer, the mayor, let me read it. Probably have time. Every person who shall falsely personate or represent any public officer, and this is the important part, or who shall willfully intrude himself or herself into a public office to which he or she has not been duly elected or appointed, shall be guilty of a gross misdemeanor That's very serious. That's a crime. You get one day short of a year in jail and $5,000 fine. That's a criminal act.
Are you threatening me?
No.
Yes, you are.
No.
I would like to say to you, sir, that I am an elected official. I am chair of the Growth Management Committee, and it is okay for me to make contact with people outside the city of Black Diamond.
Certainly.
Thank you.
You were talking to DKS about terms and conditions of a contract. That is the mayor's responsibility. You have intruded into her office. I am not, I can't threaten you with prosecution for a crime. So don't jump on me for that. What I can do is point out that that's a criminal act. You represented the city council when you negotiated a contract and signed a contract, you and Councilmember Morgan, with Talmadge Fitzpatrick, before there was any authority given to you for doing that. What was your authority for going to Talmadge Fitzpatrick, developing a contract with them and signing it?
The council has contracting authority.
Were you given authority by the council? By the council for you and Erica to represent them?
I think that we were giving council authority.
You were not.
No, we're not. You signed it before it was.
The council
never. Do you want to look at the time on that?
The council,
time is PM, not AM.
The council did not see that contract until it had already been signed by Talmadge Fitzpatrick.
That is a false statement.
No, it's not.
If you look at the date stamp on it and the time stamp, it's stamped 11 PM. Not 11 a.m. You go back and check it out.
Your signature was on it. Your signature was on it before you brought it to council.
I think that's enough accusation. Thank you.
Why are you so mad? You can answer the questions without being.
So does anybody else want to address council?
If somebody were attacking you constantly, maybe you would get angry too.
Maybe if you didn't do the
Robin? Please be quiet.
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. I will say regarding the Talmadge Fitzpatrick contract was when it was on the table here prior to the council meeting that night, your signature was already on it.
That's right.
So I want to also talk about this DKS contract. Mr. Williamson said that DKS will not complete the work until March of 2018, if I heard you correctly, if they vote this in. Is that what you said, Mr. Williamson? I don't remember. I heard March of 2018, the work would be completed, so.
It's in what Mr. Hutchinson sent the council today.
Oh, okay.
That pepper sent me, it has a, they'll be completed by, I believe, March.
Okay, I don't have a copy of that, so thank you for clarifying that. This is the comp plan of 2015 to 2021 that we're working on right now. And if this work is not going to be completed until March of 2018, that means then the comp plan is going to go through the Planning Commission process, then it's going to go through the City Council process as there's going to be public hearings. Thank you. And I don't see this getting passed till towards the end of 2018. Now, that means that the 2021 comp plan is probably gonna start being worked on mid to late 2019. And I'm asking myself, what the heck is the use here? But of course, because we're gonna do the CIP and the TIP and we're gonna pass the 2016 before we even work in 2017, before we even begin work on the next one, it only stands to reason that this will get passed late 2018, just before, maybe, before we start working on the 2021 to 2027 comp plan. It just strikes me as odd. And at the glacial speed with which this council majority has moved on this comp plan, I do not expect DKS, well, that was before I knew the March, when they finish March of 2018, there may not even be a growth management committee. God, I hope there's no growth management committee. So my question is, why would you even put it in your negotiations? Because you may not even be here. Councilmember Weber won't be here. There may not be a growth management committee. So why would you even insist that something that will not exist be in this contract? Why would you change the terms for that? That makes no sense. That is immaterial as far as the event of getting DKS done by March of 2018. It's immaterial. All it's doing is holding up the work for what you consider to be a legitimate reason. And it's not legitimate. It has no material effect upon this other than to hold it up. The 3 weeks submittal, you know, I can see that. But is 3 weeks for getting your answers back to DKS, is it really important enough to hold up their work? I agree with Bob Edelman that it would be far better to pass the contract as it stands to get them working. If you really are serious about wanting to get DKS working on this, you would pass the one that was brought to the council last week. Forget the whole 3 week thing. They obviously are willing to go with that. Amend it after the fact. At least get them going on it. The growth management committee stuff, that is immaterial because by the time this is done, there's not going to be a growth management committee. And speaking to that, even if there is a growth management committee, if you really want to move this along, it needs to be before the full council. It needs to be a joint meeting with the full council, not just two people. Because that, again, is going to hold things up. Everybody might as well get all the same information at the same time. As a growth management chair, you believe, and Morgan agrees with you, that because you were voted as chair, that gives you an all-encompassing right to go speak for the council on any issue that would come before the growth management committee. That gives you the all-encompassing right to represent the council whenever you deem it your responsibility to do so, without coming back to the council. Now, Councilmember Edelman, she's a member of the Public Issues Committee or whatever, the PIC.
Yeah, the PIC.
Whenever any issue comes, she's been appointed to that committee. She represents the city on that committee. Whenever any one single issue comes up, she comes back here and she says, this is before them. I'm going to give you the information. I want you to tell me how you think I should vote on this. She doesn't say, wow, I've been appointed to this committee. I've got all power. I don't need to come back to you guys. That's not how it works. In fact, both sets of council rules state that the council member cannot speak on behalf of the council without authorization. That's on every single issue. You come back every single time. And if you don't have authorization, that council member is to specify that those comments are their own. But you, Councilmember Pepper, seem to believe that you have all power and you don't need to ask anyone for anyone, anything. You guys bow down and worship the process. You three, Morgan, Weber, and Pepper, you bow down and worship the process when it suits your needs. But you will screw the process every time it goes against you. You throw it to the wind. You were asked some pointed questions. I'm sorry you know, you did your best on some of them to answer, Councilmember Pepper. I understand that. You did your best. I just think that this DKS contract needs to be passed as it stands. because the Growth Management Committee is a moot point right now. Negotiate your 3 weeks, amend the contract later, but if you really are serious and you want to show the citizens that you want to do the work of the city, pass the contract as it is and get DKS working on it.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Gary? I will call you next.
Okay. I saw you looking at me. I thought I...
I did saw you at the last minute.
If she wants to go up, fine.
You're up.
Gary. You're up, Gary.
Okay, just a moment. I think I still got this. Or I can find it, yes. Okay. This is something that, Gary Davis, Black Diamond. This is something that I brought up before. There is, in part, a root cause for a good deal of the problems that we're facing. As a former planning commissioner for Black Diamond, I believe in following the rules, but unfortunately, our current mayor does not. She consistently obstructs the city council when it refuses to rubber stamp whatever she's trying to do. For the last year and a half, Mayor Benson has refused to stay within her contract spending limits, refused to stay within the council adopted budget, refused to post public notice of council committee meetings, and refused to allow those meetings to be held at the council chambers. Hopefully, since Councilman Pepper wants to be at a particular committee meeting, that will be taken care of as far as announcing it and allowing it to be held here. Continue to pay attorneys whose contracts have been voted down by the council, and continue to try to prevent the council, the city's contract authority from contracting for attorneys to handle the city's legal needs. People have asked why council contacted law firms. They were in a legal dispute with the mayor, couldn't get anything done, so they exercised their councilor authority for contracting. It's unfortunate that those sorts of things have to be done, but there's been so much obstruction that council majority has been considering, I don't know how far this has gone, taking the mayor to court over it. Hopefully things can be resolved before things go that far. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you, and hopefully this puts in context some of the other problems that have been faced, because the DKS contract is something, as it's been mentioned several times, has been voted down for various reasons. So, thank you.
Can I add?
So, you mentioned the council majority has been looking at taking Mayor Benson to court.
Yep.
At no time has the council had an executive session, had a meeting, had a
vote
on taking the mayor to court. So, at no time. I think that at one time, the majority voted to look into the mayor's actions, but I never saw any documentations on...
That's my understanding. There isn't, just that it's been seriously considered.
Well, thank you, because I'm a council member. I don't know. So I haven't heard anything from that look into report, and I certainly haven't had a chance to vote on or discuss taking Mayor Benson to court.
Yes, you in the back row.
I'm super nervous. So
just get close to the microphone.
I'm super nervous. my voice is going to crack. I'm super nervous. I do not like this at all. My name is Jamie Sawyer, Black Diamond resident, single mom, two kids, normal person, just like everybody else sitting at the table. Everybody else sitting down here. This is really hard for me because I see where everybody's coming from as a whole. It's just, it's so bad, you guys, this is so bad. You cannot let city services go. What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? I did what, I'm United States Marine Corps veteran. I did what I was supposed to do. I came from small towns. I love Black Diamond, all you guys. And I'm not here to point fingers at anybody because y'all, everybody's gotten enough of it from both sides. I don't want to point fingers. I'm just saying, you guys are gonna have to do more. Not what he wants you to do or she wants you to do. You guys gotta get in there and figure it out. And I'm not looking at anybody. I'm looking at everybody. Looking at everybody. I know all your names. I think everybody knows everybody's names, right? I don't know if that's possible or if that's something you all can do, but this has got to stop. It's too much. This is too much. This city is going to pop. It's going to pop. It's bursting at the seams with tension, and you've got this person showing up at this person's door with these handouts, not wanting to talk to this person, and nobody's listening to anybody. It's that bad. And I'm standing, I don't even want to be in here, so I'm going to like do this real quick and get out. It's too much. It's like breaking in half. I don't know anything about RCW. I don't know anything about stuff like that. What I do know is that it's like ruining this whole town, whether there was building or not. I can't control that. I can't control that. I have no control over that. But what I do have control over is a vote. And yeah, it's too divided. It's too much for this town, and it's gonna pop on one side or the other. It's gonna turn into, it's not gonna be Charming Black Diamond anymore for anybody. It's gonna belong to somebody else. Some people think it's gonna belong to Oak Point, and then some people think it's gonna belong to the county because we're gonna go bankrupt, and then da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All you have to do is follow, everybody has to do is follow whatever the law is. I'm not saying, I don't know, honestly, I don't know a whole lot about what's been going on. I really, really don't. I really don't. All I know is what I've been told. I've never seen anything. And you always have to see it to know what's happening. It's dysfunctional. It's completely and totally dysfunctional, and everybody thinks it's dysfunctional for a different reason. It's not gonna work. And this city will pop because of it. And I hope that the decisions that you all make here while you're still here are in the best interest of me. Me. I want my water. I want to call 911 if my kid's like fucking dying. And I want him to be there. Because I pay for that, and I do what I'm supposed to do. I pay my taxes. I'm broke, but my bills are paid. And when people are in elected positions, by God, do what you're supposed to do. Give me what I need as a citizen to function properly here. I came from small towns. I'm not from here. I love it here. Not too hot on building, but guess what? It's gonna happen anyway, and things can't stop. Because of it, they just can't. It doesn't work that way. And you can't take away. Basic rights can't go. And it's just, it's too much. It's absolutely too much. And I don't care who, it's like this weird divided room. I've been watching the whole, it's like a court. It's like Judge Judy. It's bizarre. It's so bizarre. And I'm watching all these people, and everybody's perfectly normal, and everybody's just, you know, rah, rah. It's like, oh my God, we are gonna have to figure something out. And I don't care who believes what at this point, y'all are gonna have to figure it out, because if my water goes off, I'm gonna freak out. I'm gonna freak out. If my toilet backs up because there's no sewer, I'm gonna freak out. And everybody else will too. It's, the windows are bursting at the seams in this town. I've never been here. I've never known. I'm telling you this because I'm out there every day with my kids. I've been here for 10 years. It is going to explode. It's gonna explode. And I really appreciate you guys letting me talk. I really do. And I don't know if I can do it again or not. But if I can,
come back.
I will. So I'm gonna go. So thank you guys.
Thank you, Jamie.
I appreciate it.
I'll come back when we're normal.
Yeah.
I'd just like to respond to, was it Jamie?
Jamie.
I don't blame her for leaving. I want to leave too. Kudos to her for getting up and talking. I know it's not easy. I've been in those shoes a long time ago. I just want to let people know, you know, it's too bad she's already gone, but, you know, people have to not play into every feardom thing that they hear. There's a lot of garbage out on the internet. A lot of garbage on Facebook. I've read it all, or most of it. You know, the scare tactics, the you're going to have no police, no water, no this, no that. Last year's budget, you know, we kind of did the battle royale over the budget. But even with a temporary budget, there was no way I would vote to let city services go down, not have fire, not have water, not have sewer, not have all the other stuff. You know, for that. And that's just constantly put out there. And I know it's election season and it's out there again, but it's, you know, it's just drivel. It really is. So anyway, I don't know if anybody else wants to come up and give a comment.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak?
Round two.
Well,
no.
Okay, does anybody else want to speak? Well, he can get up and speak again.
He can speak again.
I understand it's a 10-minute, oh, 5-minute,
we'll
okay.
I'm
so, round two.
Yeah. I'm going to start early.
But see, she gets all the way home, so.
I drive.
Oh, she might take the long way.
Billy? I'm sorry.
No, really. Because of that discussion, I forgot what I was going to say.
Sorry, Bob.
Now I'm really going to hear about it.
Take the short way home.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak?
Well, Chris.
I'm Chris Wisnowski, live here in Black Diamond, corner of 6th and Baker. I just have a reminder to all of you, you work for us, all of us, not anybody else, but the citizens, taxpayers, and business owners of Black Diamond. So when you take your egos out of the game, right, forget about who hurt your precious little ego, and do what's best for this city, what's best for the citizens of this city. Okay? That's all we ask. We're not asking you to, you know, build skyscrapers by hand. We're not asking you to leap over tall buildings in a single bound. We're not asking you to build goofy tunnels anywhere, right? All we're asking you to do is do what's best for us. Take your egos out of it and remember that all of us, we have wives and kids and pets and all that stuff. But do what's best for us. Not what someone tells you is best for you or what your ego feels what's best for you or your future, right? Do what is best for us, all of us, right? Maybe then we can get rid of this divided city that we've become, right? And we can get back to doing what Black Diamond does best and is the reason I moved here 3 years ago and is be a nice, quaint little town. Right? Without a lot of political BS and a lot of ego.
Wow.
Man, I'm sorry. All right, dude. So,
The church is up the hill.
I know. I live right next to it. I know where it is. I look at it. On my, you know, I got to say that my back porch, right? I live on the corner of 6th and Baker. My back porch looks south. The little church is right here. Sunset, right around, just before sunset, lights up the old church, like, miraculously. So, but you're going to, you've heard and you're going to hear, right, especially as the election comes up, from both sides of people, right? People are going to say stupid things on both sides, right? But remember, everybody who's here that's on the council, everybody that's here that wants to be on the council, and everybody who is here that's a citizen, that you get, we all need to be a city when all this crap is over with, right? We all need to work together. We're all going to be neighbors. Whether you like us or not, we're going to be neighbors, right? So do what's best for the city and do what's best for the citizens of the city and stop with the egos, okay? Just stop, okay? It's very evident as you come to multiple council meetings that egos are at play here, okay? Put the egos aside. You're not, this is not New York City. You're not, your next step isn't governor, all right? So, yeah, so especially not in this state. So, you know, you're not going to be running for the White House in 10 years. So, you know, it's not, you know, Black Diamond City Council, governor, presidency. So do what's best for the citizens of this city, and they'll do what's best for you, right? We all take care of each other. Let's continue that. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, we can close this town hall meeting.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.